Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And also in studio is Kevin Papp. He's the president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau.
Good morning.
Well, you just returned from Washington, D.C., and you have some things to tell us.
You know, we're so fortunate in this country. We can grow more than we need, than we use.
Yep.
And exports are so important to agriculture. I mean, really, exports are important economic drivers. Soybeans, for example, 60% of what we grow in Minnesota is exported, 30% just to China. As we're having this trade war and the tariffs and the retaliation, our soybean price has gone down over $2 from March until after the announcement. So there was a program, it's through the CCC, or Commodity Credit Corporation, which is the USDA Department of Agriculture, called the Market Facilitation Program. And this is a program for those farmers with just those commodities affected by the tariffs and the retaliation to will help with some of the damage done by that unjustified retaliation. So in Minnesota, it's really about pork and beans. The soybeans, because we export so many, and as well as pork, being a number two state in pork production in the U.S., had a big effect on our pig farmers as well. So there was some talk that it was only on bushels that you grow, and we got half of the payment earlier, and now they made the announcement here just within the week that second half was now available.
Okay, that's good news for farmers, producers, and I know that probably is helpful in terms of getting financing, right? That's a big deal, isn't it?
It's extremely helpful with cash flow. You know, there were no positive cash flow, whether it was corn, soybeans, pigs. This tariff trade war has really taken effect on agriculture, and it's been tough, and we've lost it in the market. Now, farmers will always prefer trade over aid, but quite frankly, this was needed to help make up some of that gap. It won't make anybody whole, but it certainly will be a big help with those cash flows at the end of the year. I think it's important, though, we think about it's not just those direct payments to farmers. It was really three parts to that program. It was food purchases by USDA to go to the food shelves, to the food banks, as well as promotion programs looking at new market opportunities, new trade opportunities. So it really was kind of three pieces to that market facilitation program.
All right, and that's important to remember because, you know, if you can develop new markets for all these agricultural products, then that goes toward making people whole again too, right?
Absolutely. You know, we need to have that. You know, 95% of the people in the world don't live in the United States. You know, why would you not use and think about 95% of your market share? So international trade is so important. There's developing countries that want to do that. We're going to continue to not only enforce the trade agreements we've got, but let's look at new opportunities as well.
Kevin Papp, it's great having you here today. He's the president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.